This is a radio spot for my good friends right here. Trusted friends, Sharon Ficchioni. Did I say that right?
It's Ficchioni.
Ficchioni. So this is Ray Rao. He's my trusted friend from The Whisper. Now tell me exactly what The Whisper is, like how it's named.
The Lone Whisperer.
The Lone
Whisperer. It's come to me because of my years of being told, you're a great listener. And that's so key today in the market where people feel that mortgage people in real estate are using a separate language that they don't understand. So I break it down. I don't use any acronyms. I use exactly how it's written. So I don't do DTI. I say debt to income.
All right. So, hey, as a real estate agent of many years, I have run into a question with my clients. What is a mortgage broker versus a loan officer?
So with a mortgage broker, in layman's terms again, I don't have any walls. I'm not dictated by a board of trustees on cherry-picking loans that would be sold in the second market easier than others. I produce purchase mortgages for the public, and I have a record of 2 years of no turndown. So I can do commercial, I can do residential, I can do, of course, VA, FHA, and conventional. That's what my advantage is. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer to any board of trustees.
So because you are the Lone Whisperer, because you listen and you like to put information into layman terms, this is awesome for especially first-time home buyers, and you're a veterans advocate. So could you explain more about how you help veterans and first-time home buyers and people who need help with loans? Can you explain those types of loans you work on?
Sure, Sharon. Thank you. One of the nicest things is when I deal with first-time home buyers, I realize the anxiety and the fear. They're dealing with what they think is a large corporation that is engineered just to make money. And what I do is I slow it down. I ask them, what exactly are they looking for, would like to do? What are your goals? Let's talk about them in the front end of this. Mm-hmm. And then I can build that purchase mortgage that they feel comfortable with. They can go to bed at night and say, I feel like I've been served.
That's awesome. And so in order for buyers to reach you and to understand all about loans and how they can get qualified today, do you have a mobile app that people can use?
Sure, absolutely. ApplyRay.com.
Great. Could you say that one more time, please?
ApplyRay.com.
Wonderful. So right now, anybody, if they do get a loan that doesn't meet qualifications, you can help them build their credit profile, and you do what you call a credit simulator. Could you explain that, please?
So you have three scores. So in each score, you get what it could be to raise that particular score. So what I do is I take the information from the three reporting agencies, and I raise your score by showing you in different areas what, if you pay this down to this, what we can raise your score to, what we can also do about the other scores to raise them, so we can get you a better qualifying score and a better interest rate.
And the name of the company is Phoenix Loan Solutions?
That's correct. Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc.
And that phone number is yours?
That phone number is directly to me, right here to the cell phone sitting on the table.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
And why the big, the bad, the ugly song? Why do you think that connects to this deal?
It's the listening. You know, I've always been fascinated by Clint Eastwood and the fact that he spends a lot of time listening and looking and hearing what people say. And I think that is so key in this business that's full of fear and anxiety. Are people going to rip me off? I don't understand what buy down of points are. I don't understand what LOX means, letter of explanation. I don't understand all of these acronyms. Why can't somebody just talk to me like an everyday person? And that's exactly what I go after. And that's exactly what I've had a great deal of success with, where people say, Ray, I'm so appreciate you talk to me like a regular person.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
We'd like to thank you for listening, and please reach out to Ray at Phoenix Loan Solutions Incorporated. Ray is the senior mortgage loan originator, NMLS number 1257601. Call him at 727-512-0497.
If anybody knows what CMK stands for and calls the radio station, they win $100. And what CMK does is they provide peace of mind one project at a time.
Why CMK?
Your Tampa Bay area home is likely your most important investment. When it is time for an update to your kitchen or bathroom, you need to choose an affordable, reliable remodeling company that delivers exceptional results. We are the experts in kitchens and bathrooms since 2004. CMK Construction has been a leader in custom bathroom and kitchen renovations in several Tampa Bay communities and beyond. Using only premium products and providing flawless workmanship, our team of talented designers and experienced installers deliver remarkable results that exceed all expectations. That's why we CMK.
So here's why CMK. Modern, rustic, industrial, and traditional, coastal, whatever your taste, we can accommodate with pride. With our accredited design, professional team, bringing your vision to life. Your trusted general contractor. Our installation work is completed by certified professionals. We ensure that our products are installed correctly every time, guaranteed.
CMK.
Modern, rustic, industrial, traditional, coastal, whatever your taste, we can accommodate. With pride, our accredited design professional team bringing your vision to life. Your trusted general contractors, our installation work is completed by certified professionals. We ensure that our products are installed correctly every time, guaranteed. We offer Schulter waterproof membrane installation with a lifetime warranty plus other warranties for your peace of mind. This warranty assures the customer, should a problem occur during the warranty period, the product or service is protected against defects in material or workmanship when it is correctly installed or performed according to all supplied instructions for the duration of the stated warranty premium time. 813-767-0646. Free estimates, providing peace of mind one project at a time.
813-767-0646.
The night we met, I knew I needed you so.
Now that was a good song. What was the name of that song there, Tommy? That's an old one. I can't hear you.
This song right here, Be My Baby.
Really, that was a big hit.
That's correct. The Ronettes.
The Ronettes. We should have did that as a trivia question.
I win.
Okay, let me ask you this. What year did it come out? That could be the trivia question. Okay?
Long time ago.
Okay, so who wants to make $50 in a gift certificate today?
I got the $50 from last week.
What do you mean?
The gift certificate won last week.
What do you mean you didn't get it?
He won.
I never saw the gift certificate. Did I always see his?
Oh, I got him in the car right now.
Okay.
So I'll get him to you. I didn't know
Thanks,
that you
Anthony.
Didn't get it. So that's good. I'm glad you brought that up, Anthony.
Yeah, he's taking notes in the corner.
Yeah, so anything else you want to say? You don't like my shirt sprinkled?
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
All right. So who can guess the year for this song?
Let's go 1978.
74?
68.
Dang.
71.
I'm going to go with 63.
I don't even know
what
song's playing.
What year, Tommy?
I don't know. Wait, wait. It actually doesn't say it. Wait a minute.
I just lost all my clients. This is so organized, this event. Wouldn't you say?
It's awesome.
It's awesome. I had flyers that were supposed to be picked up that were sent to our graphic artists that were sent somewhere else. So that's why the flyers weren't done. And the person that they were sent to didn't know. So then there was supposed to be all these posters here for helping people out that, like, for ads and stuff. So we could say anybody that showed up, we'd have their poster up, but that's okay. Here's the food at 317. So that's good too, right?
That's good, yes. Yeah. So what's the theme for today?
The theme today was supposed to be women in power, and there are more men here. So where Sharon was, I had like,
uh-oh.
So women aren't maybe in power. I don't know.
I plead the fifth.
I don't know. So anyhow, let's just do this right.
1963.
Oh, who said 1963?
No one got it right. Everybody was above
it. You did. Yeah, you
said 64.
I said 63.
Hey,
it's on tape.
Rewind that tape.
No, it's on tape. So you know why
I
know
Brian,
that?
Yeah, Brian, because you're the only one old enough to know.
Right. You get the gift certificates then.
No, I'm a musician. Like, if I went on a musical type show, I would be the champ.
All right.
Okay. So there it
What's
is.
What's the name of that song?
I don't know.
Well, I hope it isn't Name That Tune you go on.
Does anybody old enough to remember Jackie Gleason with the Honeymooners? And do you remember the show where, are you?
No.
Okay. So Norton would always start the show off with whatever the song was. And then he would always have to start it off with that song. And then finally Jackie Gleason got mad at him and said, stop doing that. So the first song was the song that he always started off with. You had to see. You didn't watch The Honeymooners, huh?
Yes, I did.
Who here watched The Honeymooners? Wow. So that shows you how old I am. So tell us what you do, John.
I'm from Dunedin Floors and Granite. We're locally owned in Dunedin, and we have the three counties now. We have Hillsboro, Pasco, and Pinellas. And we do flooring, all types of flooring, carpet, wood, vinyl, waterproof vinyl, that's the popular flooring right now, kitchen cabinets, granite countertops, all the granite quartz, we actually do in-house. We have our own machine, we don't sub the workouts, so we do everything in-house, so, you know, it's better for all the customers. And we just celebrate 10 years, actually, in the same location in Dunedin.
Wow, 10 years, same location.
Yes.
And that's how long I've been advertising for you, too, I think.
It is, yes.
From grand opening to to 10 years. That's a pretty powerful statement.
And it's working very well, actually, the advertisement. So I actually just had a customer in the beach today calling me for.
There you go. So what happens is I the best one I have is, you're familiar with Pets Unlimited? On Drew Street?
Yes.
Well, guess who did their grand opening 40 years ago?
That was you.
He has it framed in his office, right? 40 years later, he's still in the book.
That's awesome.
That's a story, right?
Of course.
Right. That's a relationship and stuff. And that's loyalty, too.
Yep.
If I'm going to give everybody an opportunity here, right? You ready, Otis?
I'm always ready.
That's right. Otis was born ready. Two home runs in one game and two touchdowns for USF.
I know. That's awesome.
That impresses me, right?
It is.
Back when I was skinny.
So if you can choose two of the three, right? Let's see. We'll go around. It's either price, quality, or service. Now, you can only choose two. Which two are you going to choose?
Always quality and service.
Okay. How about you?
Quality and service.
How about you?
Quality and service.
How about you?
Quality and service.
How about you?
Price and quality.
Right. And what that says is he chooses, he's one of those that goes against the grain, so you got to give him courage for that.
Of course.
Right? He was willing.
Everyone was being the same.
Yeah. But the thing is, people that go for price won't be loyal because they're going to go for the best price. You want to get a good quality customer. I mean, you got to give good service and quality, right?
With a fair price.
With a fair price.
Exactly.
Right, but anybody that goes for price, won't be loyal.
And then always be shopping.
Right. So if you go in the house, say you're in a snowstorm, you go in the house, right? You open the door. Do you tell your mom that you're home? Well, not your mom. Why did I say mom? I think I'm talking to my kids. But do you say I'm home, or do you hang up your jacket first?
I'm home.
Which one? These are questions they have. I have 100 questions that tell you of your personality. Anyhow, I'm home is the answer.
Yes.
Right? Because to hang up your jacket, it's a form of being selfish.
Exactly.
Right. So really? Kind of, yeah. So anyhow, we did the test. Everybody passed but one. The guy that complained.
No, so, he was just telling the truth.
It's so okay. I won the $50 gift certificate because I knew the answer. Do I just give it to myself? Do I
Absolutely. Go from yeah, of course.
Is that how I do it?
As long as it grows your business.
Okay, great. So we got Gary on the line. So Otis, tell...
Hey.
Hey, Gary. How are you, buddy?
Doing great.
Great. How's the Boy Scouts doing?
Actually, the Boy Scouts are doing tremendous.
That's fantastic. You know...
You know Dunedin?
Yes.
Where are you from?
What's that?
I have a pack up there that just got 17 new recruits.
Wow.
Yeah.
The highest percentage of any organization that is Fortune 500 CEOs is people that graduated from the Boy Scouts as an Eagle Scout. The highest. Like when you put that on your resume that you were an Eagle Scout, like in big corporations, like they look at that with like, hey. Because what the deal is, they teach you integrity, they teach you honor, they teach you courage, they teach you hope, they teach you stuff like that, that faith. Right, things that are principles to live by, right, Gary?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to coach two Eagle Scouts when I was a high school football coach. Got to go to their little ceremony or whatever. It was pretty cool. I believe they got a letter from the President of the United States.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a big deal.
It's That's a big awesome. Yeah. His history, like the more when I first met him, I didn't realize you were a coach of the Buccaneers too at one time.
No.
Okay.
Always high school.
Always high school. Okay.
Always high school.
Yeah, I thought you coached the Buccaneers. But you coached, like he taught me something too. He says the reason why you get out, put your hands down is this way you're low. But I was a fullback that thought I was a tailback.
They all do.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you. See, I know things, see? I'm going to say something about John that I know. And he never told me. You ready, guys?
He's going to say, yes, you're right.
Yeah. Wise, always, because I never been wrong, right? In 26 years, have I been wrong, Tom? No, Tom. Thank you.
Oh, you don't have Ray this week. You got a different yes okay. man this week.
You were a very talented soccer player at one time in your life.
I did play soccer, of course, from Brazil. You know, when you're from Brazil,
right.
That's you learn.
You were born. I don't know how
playing
I knew that.
Soccer.
No, I'm just saying.
Now you have the crystal ball, Brian.
Yes, okay. I have a crystal ball.
Yeah, Brazil. Bring it out.
I didn't know the Brazil part.
Yeah.
It's just something, and I'm going to say something about you too, and you too also. I just have this ability.
I can say something about Justin.
Okay, go ahead.
He probably was a goalkeeper in soccer.
You were right.
Exactly. Whoa.
Unbelievable.
He's good.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, right? And I'm serious. I'm going to put $100 on the table.
All right.
Okay.
I hope you don't win again.
Not on the table. Where
you guys are going to come back again.
I hope you don't win again, right?
No, no, I'm serious.
He gives the gifts, but nobody gets it.
I'm going to be the goalie.
You're good tonight.
Right? You're going to be the goalie. And John and Otis and this, they're all going to shoot.
All right.
Does anybody have a soccer ball in their car right now?
Nope.
We don't.
I am too old to be messing around with shit like that.
You guys want to do the challenge next week? Or sometime when you guys go? Yeah.
So what's the $100? I don't get that. What's the $100? You say you put $100 on the table, you're going to be a goalie, and Justin's going to be a goalie.
He caught that on the table. I didn't say anybody was going to win.
Do I get the kick against you?
What did I say, man? The gifts are for him, not for us.
Yeah. That's it. I'm following along, but do I get the kick against you or against Justin?
Against Justin.
No.
We're going to make a goal.
I'm going to kick against you.
Okay, kick against me. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bet you I'll put $50 on the table.
Another 50.
Okay, look, on the
table.
$150. I know.
Let me get this pen.
I'm going to put $50 on the table. And then we can play odds, too. Like, you guys can gamble. All right? You really want to do that? Seriously.
No. Because it's soccer.
No.
Come on, man.
I'll play goalie. You play goalie.
Sure.
It'd be one shot, winner take all.
If we both goalie, who's shooting?
We are. We are.
That's it. It would be John and Justin. And this young man here.
Justin, we have a training after this show. I need to get
ready. Anthony, you were a pro in
proper preparation.
What was your thing? You were soccer pro.
Soccer all day.
He played in college.
USF.
Played professional in the Belgian first.
Yes.
Wow. Played professional. So I'm still putting my money on John. Seriously, I am. What position did you play?
I play right fielder, forward.
I knew that. Right? What position you play?
Nine.
What's that?
That's forward, 100% forward.
Middle
forward.
Oh, so you were offensive.
I was a right side offense.
And where were you left?
No. Middle.
Middle, okay. So we
can play more with withdrawn now, so it's short.
Wow. So what did you... Did you, Gary?
Hello.
You there, Gary?
I'm here.
All right, so we're doing that. We're trying to have a little fun here, too, not just. So tell John what you do for a living.
So, John, I'm with Colonial Life, and what we do is we, you know, come and learn about businesses. We want to help out with their, you know, their benefits, their enrollments, a lot of different things. But great thing about Colonial is that it's always local guys, and we're not trying to put out huge commercials on the TV or social media. We just like to go around, you know, do the groundwork of going into local businesses, showing them that we're local, we're real people, and we're just trying to give them top-notch service and, you know, cover their employees and their families, which is very important, especially today.
Of course. And the good thing about being local, you know, supporting the local business, that's how I am in business for 10 years. That's how you are in business for how long, right?
40
years, because well, we support local.
Absolutely.
Local community. Keep the money local.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because you know what? It's so funny, because I went out to eat at Eddie's Bar and Grill, right? And I'm thinking, maybe someone there could buy some flooring. That's what I was thinking.
That's good. I'm glad you think that.
It was...
Do you guys have a showroom for people, or is it?
We do, yes. Yeah. We got three locations. Actually. Okay. Like I said, Pinellas, Hillsboro, and Pasco.
Oh, nice.
Got three locations. Yeah, customers can come in. We do residential and commercial as well.
Oh, so wow. Okay.
We do both.
It's amazing, right? And do you have a warehouse too?
Yes, we do, in Tampa.
Yeah. Is that amazing?
A granite yard that we cut all the granite the way I said in house, you know, so.
That saves money when you do it in-house.
You do, because you don't have a middleman. The majority of the showrooms, you're going to buy granite or quartz. You're buying from a showroom that hired the fabrication shop. And I just do both. So, you know, we do the fabrication shop and the house. So it's better pricing, better quality. I can tell my customer the installer name to go in your house, the person that's going to be there. And that's different. Because when you're buying from a big people... You know, big box stores, they have no clue who's going to your house.
Right. I got a question with you know.
Right, that's a good point.
With COVID and stuff, you know, that's a pretty good thing that you have your warehouse, because most people are looking at like 5-6 months before they deliver. I got a guy, they bought two stoves. They just wait for whichever one comes first, then they go cancel the other order, because later they're racing to get a stove. So I know you're doing floors and granite, but your stuff is right here locally.
It is, yes.
Take care of that.
We have a lot, but the shipping crisis worldwide, it's affecting. Mm-hmm. You know, the way the shipping is growing every week for materials, the special order materials that we have, it's like oil prices. Prices keep going up. The good thing about it, we stock a lot. So whatever we have in stock, we can guarantee our customers this in stock, that price is going to be good, you know.
Right.
But the special order materials being like that pretty much anywhere you go.
Right. That's brilliant. You know, the airlines do that too, is when gas is real low, they have their own tankers. And I didn't know that, but they buy like 1 million gallons that they put in the tanker when it's low. So whenever it's low, that's when they make their big purchase.
Yes.
And so now they can keep the gas low for themselves.
Of course.
Wasn't that brilliant to it do is. That? Yeah. So you do the same thing.
Same thing. Exactly. And the other thing that we do a lot of, you know, we imported our stuff. So we have a lot of the porcelain blank tiles. We bring from Spain, Italy, Brazil, and it's direct manufacture to my warehouse. So again, I don't have a distributor in the middle. So what can I do? I can pass the savings to all the customers. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge difference, and a majority of the stores don't have that capability. So,
wow, this is good stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like he's really focusing on the quality and the service, which are the most two important factors.
And a reasonable price.
For a fair price. Also important.
Exactly. Controlling his own costs.
Exactly.
Otis got to say something. Otis is the man. I have a lot of respect for you.
Say that again.
Otis is the man.
Oh, yeah.
But like you know what? But I'm the big man.
Oh.
Okay. So we got the goalie over there. Yes, you want to come over and say something?
Sure.
And then the goalie. So you know each other, huh?
I just did a quick intro before we came in. And
good.
That's all.
So you're the goalie, huh?
I am indeed.
So if you laid odds, me, Otis, and John, and the man over here, Anthony, right, would you think who would win on the... Who would score the first goal against you? Make believe it's sudden death.
Sudden death?
It would be me and John as the team against the two...
USF Bulls.
The two Bulls.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of weird. You went to the Bulls, and I'm the Bull. I just figured that out. I am the original Bull.
Nothing was better than Fontana Hall back in the day.
So who would you put your money on? Seriously.
So...
It's me and John.
Okay.
Right?
Against these two.
Against these two.
And... It's you guys trying to score on me and these guys trying to score on me?
Yes. Me and John are the team.
None of you.
Ooh. I think we can
you wanted
do
an honest answer.
The $150 bet now is starting becoming real, right?
On this one?
Wow, we're going to do it. Like, can we coordinate it?
And of course.
Okay, do you know I kick with my left and right? I'm very rare that you see that, right?
Why?
To be honest with you, it's not rare.
It is.
It's really
it's not.
I'm going to come up, you're going to think I'm kicking with my right, and I do a twist, and I spin in midair, right? They actually have it on ESPN.
That sounds like figure skating.
Okay. I knew I was. Maybe I'm in the wrong sport.
Sounds like a triple pike or something.
That's what it was. They used to call me the tornado in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So can I ask you, Justin, do you think we can't score on you because you're so young?
I don't think age has anything to do with it.
Really?
I think it's just skill.
Okay. Dang!
Did you ever get hit in the face with a ball?
All the time.
That's why you look that way, huh?
100%. I mean, not only was I born with this face, but it's messed up from sports.
And you know what he has a face for? What? Radio.
Of course.
That's exactly what my mom said. I don't have a face for TV, but a voice for radio.
I resemble that remark you're supposed to say. Anyhow, so what do you do, young man?
I work with Sunrun Solar. We are the largest residential solar company in the U.S. And my main job is to meet with homeowners and educate them on their options of the fact that they don't have to buy their power from the power companies anymore. They can produce it right on site and pay nothing out of pocket for it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's a tax deduction too, right?
Yep. Can be.
Can be.
Yep.
It used to be a really big one.
Indeed. It's still pretty big. Mainly what we do, we try to, we actually have an offer where you guys don't have to take out a loan on your own, that we will make the investment for you and you just pay your monthly bill like you do to your utility company already.
Wow, that's a lot
of
power.
And there's no investment.
You know, that was GMC, right? It used to be in the 70s as GMC went, the country went.
Yep.
And what they were, why they were so huge is that they financed all their own financing.
Right.
Right, so they were the only big of the big three. They did the financing and sold the cars.
Yep.
And that makes it big because then you can maneuver where you can like play with the numbers, I guess you could say. I don't know if that's appropriate, but if the company itself, just to get the deal going, can make things happen.
Manipulate the numbers.
Yeah, you saw how well that worked for GM.
Manipulate, you know? Yeah. So you know
they
what
had
I mean?
A bailout.
Yeah, more than one.
Right. Do you know what happened there? When the Japanese went there, all throughout their plants, it says that if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Yeah.
right?
Right.
So Japanese, they gave them a tour of the plant in the late 70s. And the Japanese thought, that's stupid. And you know what they went back and wrote in their plants? And this is a true story. And it's big signs all over their plants. They wrote, if it ain't broken, improve it. Right?
Yeah.
Because GMC, like you said, they went bankrupt. And then they sold off the divisions and all that. And that's when we bailed out Chrysler, remember? And then, and that's why Mitt Romney probably lost, too. If you know elections and politics, Mitt Romney said, let him go bankrupt. Right?
Best idea ever.
Right? But then we bailed them out instead. And now they're doing good because of all the jobs and stuff like that. It's kind of neat stories.
Are they doing good?
Yeah.
Really?
That's, yeah.
Oh, I mean, Wait a minute.
Chrysler
is not even in the top 10 of top cars companies in the world.
Are they still making vehicles?
Okay, you guys are
GMAC's
so stupid.
Get them, Anthony.
Okay, so who wants to do a bet, John? Help me. You're on my team.
Wait,
okay?
More money on the table?
Okay, there's more money on the table.
We're playing with Monopoly money. You didn't see that, Jeff?
Yes.
This is radio.
Right? Hey, look, I'm in the right.
Hey, guys, tell me if this is true.
What?
John, back me up, all right?
Okay.
I'm pulling out another $100 deal. Put on
all right.
Did I just do it?
I'm so glad that I'm in your team, man, because you always win.
But did you see how I did it?
Fantasy money.
Yes. So anyhow, I got a lot of money on the table. I will bet you. Is anybody can Google where Chrysler fits is the top. I'm gonna say.
Who's the number one truck company in the world? Ford.
I'm gonna say Chrysler is number three.
Okay.
In the world.
Number one car company in the world is Volkswagen by far, but I'll break.
Okay,
it down.
In the United States, I'm saying. In the United States.
The United States doesn't break down in a total car company.
Okay, but just saying, for the United States, the number, the
Chrysler.
There's only four.
No filters there, Brian. No filters.
Now I know why there's so much money
on the
table.
No one in the world. We deal with the world.
All of our cars, their parts are made from somewhere else anyways.
Yeah,
they're just manufactured here.
So anyhow, I'm right again.
He's right again.
Just... Tommy, is that right? In 26 years, have I ever
Volkswagen,
been wrong?
Volkswagen, Toyota, Renault,
nope.
GM, Hyundai,
in the world?
Hyundai Motor Corp.
Really, in the U.S.?
Let's keep going.
Really?
They're not even
Who's close. Number one in the U.S.?
Ford.
Tommy? Okay.
Look, here you go, top 10.
No, I'm talking about car. This is what I'm talking about. American manufacturers, Chrysler's number three. Can you ask it that way, Tommy? I just know why I'm seeing three.
Well, you can manufacture a car. Doesn't mean you're selling it.
Right. So anyhow, who... So, look... Oh,
I'm
you guys
surprised
are all,
it is number three.
It
There's
is?
Only four.
What number are they?
They only got four companies.
Yeah, they're number three.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Did you see 63...
Worldwide, that's
mm-hmm. Yes, here's three.
Until 2021.
So you see, right. Mr. Dixon?
Different sources, different sources.
It's hard to have humility
here.
When you're Volkswagen, so smart.
Yeah.
It really is.
I know.
I know these things. And why do you think I know these things, Mr. Owens?
Hyundai, Ford,
Honda. Life expectancy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep living.
Keep living.
Volkswagen is still the biggest.
Yes. Okay. So anyhow, it's hard going through life always being right. But I'm going to say this to you guys. Seriously. But I'd rather be happy than right. Okay?
Of course.
So I'm going to sing a song to you guys.
Oh, man.
And it's Chrysler Mercedes.
Yes. And then you guys afterwards sing it too. Would you mind?
I'm Milli Vanilli it.
Okay. Would you sing it? Young man, would you come over here? So I need you to... And John, you'll do it too, please.
What?
Ready? Here it goes. Zip, zip, zippy.
Zip, zip, zippy.
Zap, zap, zappy.
Zap, zap, zappy.
H-A-P-P-Y.
H-H-P-P-Y.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
There you go. Zip, zip, zippy. Zap, zap, zappy. H-A-P-P-Y. I'm happy.
All right.
I'm alive. I'm alert. And I feel great.
Okay.
I didn't take my medicine today.
You can see that
down every rabbit hole today. Where is a woo, woo, woo? Where is he? Did he show up?
Oh, I met with him earlier today. We did a one-on-one.
I know. Blue Wolf.
He had to go clean some carpets. He couldn't make it today.
Oh, too bad. We did commercials. Blue Wolf.
Yeah, but the best was Whittle Chocolate.
Where's Whittle Chocolate?
She dropped stuff off. She texted me, but she didn't bring me a brownie.
I thought there was a brownie in there.
The donut looking, oh, don't play with me.
Yeah, this lady, yeah.
But shout out to Miss Whittle and Whittle Chocolate yeah. Factory on 19 and Curlew.
Yeah, what
give
a,
her another shout out.
Yeah, she's a mother of five.
Yeah.
Right? Starting her own business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Still having to take care of her kids and doing, trying to support a family of five as a woman. It's just amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, she was an amazing woman.
There's some chocolate out there.
And that's the chocolate. Around. She's the one who made the chocolate.
It's yeah. awesome, actually. I have
Whittle chocolate and
really good. Whittle chocolate.
Yes, so that was kind of neat. So then tell us what you do again, like a little bit about the solar. Why is it important?
Well, it's always important because now more than ever, we're seeing that the utility companies are raising the rates at least twice a year. And if we can avoid the rate increases by producing power on site at no investment of your own, it makes everything significantly cheaper for both you guys and us. So that's, I mean, it's not just about saving money, it's about the longevity of your home. If we can avoid rate increases for the foreseeable future, I mean, obviously, if you could lock in your gas prices from 25 years ago, you would have wanted to do that, right?
Absolutely.
And it's good for the environment as well. Right?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Less fossil fuels in the air.
Exactly.
Makes
yeah, it's green, going
yep.
green.
Yep.
I mean, if we really thought about that in the when it first was available, you know, it would have been good to, every house should be built that way.
Every house should have been built that way. On the flip side, it's good that they didn't because it would have been excruciatingly expensive when it happened.
Right. And plus the technology now is so much better than it was then too, probably.
That is a common misconception.
It's all still the same?
Technology is exactly the same. We've just found out how to make more power out of a slightly bigger panel.
Very
the technology
good.
Is exactly the same.
But it's got a lot more affordable too, right?
Yeah, yeah, but think about it. The panels on the space station, the only reason we're having to replace those now, and they went up 30 years ago, is because of space debris. It's not because they're not working. They're actually in a more harsh environment than here, and they're producing the exact amount of power they were 30 years ago.
Yeah, I watched an interview from Tesla, whoever that guy is. What's his name?
Elon Musk.
Yeah. He said the first two cars he did were failures. Right, and like he should have been out of business. And mainly it was because the battery that charged the electrical was too heavy.
Yep.
Right, so when they put it in, they didn't put that, he goes, it's amazing how we didn't calculate that. But it was so heavy that the car couldn't run.
It makes perfect sense.
Right, and then he's like, we should have failed. But like, so if you look at some of the greats that have succeeded, they failed, even the guy that, who's the guy for Apple?
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, his first two projects failed. And they show it in the movie, were complete failures. But people believed in him. And so the third time he came out with it, the Mac, he succeeded.
Yep.
So for people out there that think they're failing, right? You're one, don't quit before the miracle happens, right?
Yep.
Success breeds success. That's the purpose of this event here, is that successful people get together. Right, and they work together. Like the first, soon as that lady walked in, she goes, "Oh, I'll be calling you in 2 weeks."
Yes,
and that's the deal too. Can we help each other, and be there? And I, it's gonna sound corny, probably, but to care, right?
Of course,
to really care and think about someone else.
Right.
And here's the paradox to it: you have more fun when you stop trying to make money for yourself, right? And you are more concerned about helping others.
Yep.
And can you consciously do it where you make a deal and you're not thinking about the money you want to make, but really care that you're giving the client the product that they want? And then in turn, you know what happens? You make more money.
Yes, it is.
Because people sense that you care.
And I look every customer up to today, like in their home, like they're my own home. So when I walk a job, I want that job done the way I want it in my own house.
Say the name of your company so they hear who you
Dunedin
are.
Dunedin Floors and Granite.
Right, and then I'm hoping also, go ahead.
I just wanted to piggyback on what you were talking about, you know, just about networking and the power. I had a networking event where I met Blue Wolf here last week, so we had a one-on-one today, and we're just getting to know each other on a personal level, and then, you know, sports come up naturally because I was an athlete, and he's like, what is it that you most miss about college football? And it really wasn't Saturday night. It was the opportunity to be with 100 like-minded individuals that was making me better every day. You had to show up and be your best or next man up. That guy's going to take your position. So when you come to a networking event like this, people are successful in different industries.
Right.
You come together like-minded and share wow. ideas and do business with. It was like, that's what you really miss. When you see those guys from the Super Bowl, the high-level athletes, you know, God rest the dead with Junior Seau, they said that's what some of the things that led to him. He misses the locker room. He misses those guys that are running on that high testosterone level to make them be better. You know, if you don't have that in your life, you can fall into that complacency or that rut because there's no one there really pushing you to be great every day.
Yes. And you know what I see there too is because what do they call that thing when the kids, they do it? Because my son was in football and I went to every game. I can say this, just maybe you should only let your friends toot your own horn. Really, that's the truth. So I maybe shouldn't say this, but I didn't miss one of my son's football games and I didn't miss one of my daughter's cheerleading. I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I used to like it when they would do the thing where the kids would get in the middle and they'd give them the mic. Do you know that thing? Yes. When they start jumping up and down and they're screaming in the mic.
Mm-hmm.
I get tears in my eyes sometimes because that's what it's about.
Pure emotion.
Pure yep. emotion. Like yeah. when they're jumping up and down, you know, before the game
it's
even
like
starts.
About to run out of the tunnel before a game. Yep. But
yep. Right,
they don't
run
have
out.
A tunnel at the Little League. They in the middle
yeah,
of the field
the
jumping. And,
it's just, yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
So anyhow, and then I used to do the chains. Anyhow, yes.
Hi. Well, there's something that Teresa from Mary Kay, the Mary Kay party we're having today, would like to talk about. I actually sent a flyer to your phone, Anthony.
Okay.
It's a really cool thing that she's doing. Okay. She would like to get donations from people. It's to adopt grandparents. Remember when we went to
yes.
the facility at the nursing home and we took them all the Newman. Gifts? Well, she's doing this herself, and it's Mary Kay products for the feet for the seniors.
So this is adopt a grandparent for the holidays?
Yes, it is.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring Teresa in for a minute, but you can talk about it till I get back.
I gotta get it.
So anyhow, did you read it?
I didn't get to the reading. You took it.
Okay, go ahead, read it.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, we have Teresa coming in here to talk about something amazing. It's called Adopt a Grandparent for the Holidays. So your purchase will provide a Mint Bliss energizing lotion for feet, legs, and fuzzy grip socks to a nursing home assisted living resident. Fuzzy socks are always great. Adopt as many as you'd like. We have lots of residents that use the holidays. So you have three levels here, I see. $15, $25, and $50. And she's coming on in to tell us the rest about it. So I'm going to let her come on.
Yeah, this is Teresa. We got to tell us about the Adopt.
Whatever it was.
It's called Adopt a Grandparent for the Holidays. It's a big thing we do for the assisted living, the senior citizens that we do in our area. Last year we couldn't do it because of COVID. A lot of these are living facilities that they don't have family that come visit them. So we give them something which is, I actually had it over there. It's a Mint Bliss, it's a for the feet. And then they're socks, and they're rivet socks so they won't slip because, you know, all those facilities are real slippery. So what we do is we donate it to each one in the facility. Sometimes there's 40, 50 people in there, and we try to accommodate them. So last year, I think we did only three facilities, but the year before that, we did more. But we're always short, like 200 every time, and then the other facilities don't get to get any because if we can't give one, you know, some and not everybody, so... But it's a real good program. It's you purchase it's a Mint Bliss lotion, and it's called Adopt. As you can adopt as many people that you want, any of the residents there. It's one for 15, two for 25, and five for 50. So what I'm looking for is business owners who would want to donate to this during Christmas time. And I know it's early, but you
of
know,
course.
Hey, it's better to get the stuff started now because of COVID. A lot of stuff doesn't ship and stuff like
that. And how the person would donate that?
They would just contact me, so they could just contact me. My number, I give you my number.
The other thing that I can do, it's, you know, because we have three stores, one in Pinellas, Hillsboro, and Pasco, where Dunedin Floors and Granite. One of those persons can come in our store, actually, if you want to make those donations,
mm-hmm.
and I'll pass to you.
Right, and maybe could you put a flyer up too?
Of course. I'll put a flyer on it in every single location, and it makes it easier. Somebody, if they want to donate, stop by Dunedin Floors and Granite in one of those three locations, and I tell you what, the donations we get it, we're going to match it and give you.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
So people stop by Dunedin Floors and Granite. We will match you guys' donation.
There you go. See that?
Yay.
And then I like to say Philly Joe's Steaks and Subs. They're right there on, where are they? Right next to where the Papa John's is. I wish I had their address. But think, if you want to Google Philly Joe's Steaks and Subs. What type of spread did they put out there, huh, guys? Did you get one?
They were nice. I mean, they were awesome.
Yeah. What'd you think?
I had some of the onion rings. Yeah, really liked them.
Yeah.
Really
so
good.
Did you get to eat yet?
Not yet.
Because you weren't here.
Yes.
But when you go out there, tell us. Philly Joe's. So then what do you think, stupid question I asked? I said, who can I speak to that's in charge? What do you think the answer was?
Joe.
Philly
Joe.
It was crazy. I really did ask. I didn't know if it was just some type of franchise or nothing. They got the best food, the best service. Philly Joe's, thank you. So you guys two get a quick chance to talk ahead. Tell us what you do, Gateway Subs, and then you do the military stuff?
No, I'm with him.
He's a part of the Gateway Subs.
He looks like a military guy, doesn't he?
I'd put him
on the front lines. Not me. I'd be in the back saying, charge.
He's more of a pacifist, but...
Okay, so to ask him some questions, they're opening up. What this is these are three kids, if you don't mind me saying that.
Yeah.
Young men. They all got bachelor's degrees.
Okay.
Right, from college. What colleges did you go to?
Florida State, Indiana, and Cleveland State.
Right, so they all got bachelor's degrees.
All right.
Which, that tells you they're good kids.
Of course.
Look at them, too, right? They were my kids. They look good. So then... they opened up, so they got their college degree so they can open up a sub shop.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
So you know they're going to be meticulous and they're going to do a good job.
Of course.
And then it's going to have coffee. So ask them some questions.
Yes.
All right, guys. So what do you guys are located at?
So we're located 3rd Ave North in St. Petersburg and 31st Street. We should be open in 2 to 3 weeks. I'm not going to make any promises because last time
Wayne,
I was on.
Tell them the story.
All right. So last time I was on, about... Yeah, I guess 2 weeks ago, I told Brian we'd be open in 2 weeks. And he's like, let's make a gamble on it. We're calling it the Gateway Gamble because we're Gateway Subs. I'm like, okay, sure, let's do it. If
$200.
We were, yeah.
Okay.
We're up to $200 now?
Now, that was on the table.
Okay. Oh.
So it was
and you won, right?
He won, yeah. It was $200 worth of free subs for him, or it would have been $400 for marketing for us if we would have been open. But... Brian, he's a very smart guy. He's been around the block. He knows that things take longer than expected, especially in your first business venture. So we aren't open yet, but I'm pretty confident we'll be open within the next 2 to 3 weeks. You know, city permitting's all approved. The build-out's getting finished. We just got a bunch of equipment shipped to the place today. So things are looking good.
Gateway
Subs.
Why was the name Gateway?
Because, so we are a sandwich shop, but we're a avenue of professional growth and development for young entrepreneurs, the Gateway. And so our whole plan is, we started with 5 great individuals, including Mark here.
So let Mark just talk a second. So Mark, tell us what your input is.
So kind of goes back to something you were saying earlier, where if you treat people as people and you kind of put positivity out there, then you're going to get... you know, what you deserve. And it's not about going and trying to make money, but really about trying to help people and create a big network. And I think that's really what it's all about.
I think that distinguishes
the people who succeed from the ones who don't.
Look, if you're doing a right job, quality job, the money will come by himself.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Give value.
Exactly.
You see, when someone says, the more value you give, believe it or not, the more money you make.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you show me someone not making money, they're not giving value.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So give value, and then people, and with service, right, you'll make money. And the difference between a goal and a goal is an accomplishment. It has a beginning and an end. But a purpose is ongoing and gives meaning to life. And when you live on purpose, you tend to live with more joy in your life.
Exactly. You have a reason to get up in the morning.
You have purpose,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a difference between goal and purpose.
Definitely.
So with that said, what do you think, Mary Kay?
I'm going to be there.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I just bought some shaving cream off, some Mary Kay shaving cream. I'm ecstatic to use it.
Can you guys do me a favor, too? Can you guys, to make her work? You spend some money with Mary Kay.
Yeah, 100%.
Michelle already did.
Okay. 100%. Yes. Okay. This is her event. This is supposed to be the women in power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Young entrepreneurs. And where we came up with it was, remember Kittle? Whatever that was. We tried to figure out why she came up with her name. It was Middle. What was the name of her chocolate place? Does anybody know the name of it?
Ooh.
All right. $50 sure. On the table.
You're going to win.
Okay, so anyhow, Gary, you still there?
Yeah.
Tell us about the Boy Scouts, what's going on there. This is a guy that's just unbelievable. He's what he does.
I'm hearing it, yes.
Yeah, so tell us, Gary, a little bit about the Boy Scouts. Can you hear?
Okay. I just found out that they have been nominated for a Nobel Prize for Peace.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's the entire World Scouting Organization. It's 54 million kids.
That's amazing.
So they're up for a nomination for a Nobel Peace Prize right now.
Wow. And like what you guys, what he does, his end is to help the ones that don't have money, the inner city kids.
Okay.
Or not just inner city kids, but anybody. But right, mm-hmm. His deal is what his operation is, he sponsors. So they tell you, oh, I have no money for the dues or the fees or in the camping. You know, he just says, okay, we take care of it. So it's not about the money with Gary. It's about helping these kids and directing them in awesome. The right path. You know, giving them structure. And it's generally the ones we help are the ones that are single family. We noticed that it's not a husband and wife, right? He noticed mm-hmm. that it was a single person because they don't have the money. Plus, it enables them when they're at the camp. It's like babysitting, too, in a way. So it allows the parent also to give them free time to do what they need to do. And the kid gets structure. Is that correct, Gary?
Well,
maybe not.
Basically, we have a district now called the Pathfinder District, and we're sponsoring kids all over the greater Tampa Bay area so that they can be in scouting.
Wow. And then they do the camping and they learn the structure, right?
Absolutely. They do the whole thing. They get the uniform, they get the insurance, they get the books, they get the camping, they get the guidance, and they get, most importantly, other kids.
Right. So it's good stuff. So we try to be part of it. We did a fundraiser for you guys a while back. It was a tremendous success. We were supposed to have 60 seats for the Dunedin Country Club. 63 people showed up. It's the first time Chuck said that he took three chairs from the other thing. It was sold out. And it was a great event. We had magicians there. We had singing, entertainment. It was a lot of fun. So anyhow, in closing, you guys just go around real quick, say who you are.
Dunedin Floors and Granite.
Morgan Zook with Gateway Subs.
Mark Schramm, Gateway Subs.
Dylan with Colonial Life.
Teresa Thomas with Mary Kay.
And then, of course, the guy that's never wrong, Brian Cash Claus.
Of course.
Never wrong.
Yahoo!
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.